Parshat Vayetze. Parshat Vayetze, page Kuf Tzadi Bet, Inyan HaSulam. Says in Parshat Vayetze, Vayachalom, Yaakov has his famous dream at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Vayachalom, v'nei sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magia hashamayma, v'nei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo, v'nei Hashem nitzav alav. Yaakov had a dream. There was a ladder with its feet firmly planted in the ground, and the top of the ladder going all the way up to the heavens, and there were the malachei elokim, the angels of Hashem, going up and down the ladder, and Hashem was hovering, was standing on the top of the ladder, was standing at the top of the ladder. Itama Midrash, the Medrash says about this pasuk, this dream of Yaakov. Tane Bar Kapara says, Vinei sulam ze hakevesh, that this sulam, this ladder in the dream, was the kevesh, was the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach, to bring the Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash. Mutzav Arza is the Mizbeach, and that which was implanted in the ground, that was the Mizbeach itself. Mizbeach Adamat Tesli, as it says, you will make for me a Mizbeach of earth. V'rosho Magia Shamayimah, and the top of it was going up to the heavens. Elu HaKorbanot Sherechan Ole LaShamayim. These were the Korbanot themselves, where the smell, the beautiful sweet smell of the Korbanot, would go all the way up, the Reach Nichoach would go up to Shamayim. V'nei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo, the malachei elokim, these malachim that were going up and down the ladder, elu kohanim, these were the kohanim that would serve in the Beit HaMikdash, olim v'yordim, going up and down, bo heim olim v'yordim v'kevesh, that were going up and down, this kevesh going up and down the ramp. V'nei Hashem nitzav alav, Hashem was standing, was hovering at the top of the mount, at the top of the of this vision of the ladder. Ra'iti at Hashem nitzav al mizbeach. There's a pasuk which says that I saw Hashem in this vision standing on top of the mizbeach. So the midrash is understanding this pasuk as alluding to, as hinting to the mizbeach and the Beit HaMikdash where the korbanot are brought. Rabbanan patrin le b'sinai. But in the midrash, there's another opinion. The opinion not of Bar Kapara, but there's another opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that this dream was alluding to something else. They say it's alluding to Har Sinai itself, to the giving of the Torah. They say it's alluding to Har Sinai. Vayachalom v'nei sulam ze Sinai. That he had a dream and there was this ladder. The ladder was Sinai. Har Sinai itself is the ladder. Disulam b'gematria Sinai. That sulam, the letters of the word sulam, share the same numerical value as the word Sinai itself. So the sulam is hinting to Sinai, to Har Sinai itself. Mutzav Arza, that it's implanted in the ground. Vayitzatzvu batatitahar, it says that Bnei Yisrael were standing firm at the bottom of the mountain. V'rosho magia hashamayim, on the top of the ladder went up to the heavens. V'ahar bo'er ba'esh adleva shamayim, it says that the mountain was on fire, burning all the way up to the heavens. V'nei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo, the malachei elokim are going up and down the ladder. Elu Moshe v'Aaron, this is Moshe and Aaron are going up and down Har Sinai. They're represented by the malachei elokim. V'nei Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem standing at the top. V'yered Hashem al Har Sinai el rosh ahar, Hashem comes down to Har Sinai. That's the parallel to Har Sinai as well. Two different opinions in this midrash. One of it seems this dream alluding to the Mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash, where the Korbanot were brought every day consistently, one of them seeing an allusion to Har Sinai itself in each and every aspect of the stream of the ladder. What does this mean? How do we make sense of this? Next paragraph. Bet Mashma'ut Divrei Midrash, both understandings of this Midrash, Yish lamar dinei la'el, le'el minei ita sham midrash ala pasuk ba'evkav makom. We can understand both of these based on what the midrash says on an earlier pasuk. I mean, this is only the second or third pasuk in the parsha. But in the beginning of the parsha, it says, the pasuk earlier, it says, va'yifgah b'makom, that Yaakov encountered the place, which Chazal tell us is the makom of Beit HaMikdash, where he has this dream. Va'yifgah b'makom, Yaakov encountered the place. Bikesh la'avor. So the midrash tells us very beautifully, the midrash says, Bikesh la'avor, Yaakov asked to go through. He asked to pass by this place. V'naseh ha'olam kulo kimin kotel lefanav. And the world itself was like a wall before him, and he could not pass. Va'yifgah b'makom, he encountered the place, meaning he was literally stopped by the place. He tried to pass through the place, and say Chazal, he asked to pass through, and he was unable to pass through. The world stood before him like a wall, and he was unable to pass through. Kinei Yaakov Avinu, how do we understand this? Because Yaakov Avinu, b'chol shnotav ad seito l'charam, in all of his years until he left Charam, Haya beveit Yitzchak ve'etzel Eivir. His whole life, Yaakov's whole life until this parsha, until he leaves his house and goes to Beit Lavan, his whole life he's spending with Yitzchak. His father is Yitzchak Avinu, learning from Yitzchak, and he's learning in the base medrash of Eivir. He's learning in base medrash his whole life. Yaakov ish tam yoshev ohalim. He's learning in Beis Medrash every single day of his life until he leaves. Uve'otam ha-shanim, during these years that Yaakov was learning in Beis Medrash, haya kodesh kadashim kemalachim usrafim. Yaakov was kodesh kadashim. He was mamish like a malach. Yaakov Avinu sitting there in Beis Medrash day in and day out, day in and day out, not wasting a second, making the most of every single second that he had there by Yitzchak, every single second he had there in Beis Medrash with Eiver. He was Kodesh Kadashim. He was pure Kedusha. He was like a Malach. Ukemo de'ita, as we say, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, our Kedusha, the Kedusha of Yaakov. That's the nature of our Kedushas, the Kedusha of Yaakov. He was Kodesh Kadashim. Shamufrash lechalutin meiske olam hazeh. He was totally disconnected from this world. For all of those years in Beis Medrash, for all the years of his life until Parshat Vayetze, he was completely and totally disconnected from olam hazeh. V'nitkadesh b'kedusha ila'a. And he achieved the loftiest level of kedusha that there is. Ugdita bechazal, as Chazal say, for the first 84 years of his life, until he went, got married, started a family, until he started to engage the physical world, there was no damage in him at all. There was nothing wrong with Yaakov. Everything was perfect. His spiritual living was perfect. Everything about him was Kodesh Kadosh. V'chein ma'amar Chazal, and Chazal also say al ha-pasuk, v'yishkav b'makom. B'makom ha'u shachav aval kol yudalit shanim shayan nitan b'veit eiver, lo shachav lishon, v'asav rak b'torah v'avodah b'kedusha yitirah. What is the Torah telling us? It says, now he came to this place. He came to the place, v'yishkav b'makom, and he slept there. Why emphasize that he went and slept there? The chiddush is, it was his first sleep in 14 years. The last 14 years he was in the Beis Medrash of Eiver, he didn't even sleep. He's learning in the Beis Medrash of Eiver day and night and day and night. That's it. That's his whole life. That's his whole existence. This is Yaakov Avinu. That's his whole existence. V'ata, but now, in Parshat Vayetze, B'tzeito mi Be'er Sheva, when he leaves Be'er Sheva, Charana, and goes to Charana, Chare Avoda Kazo, Kedusha Kazo, after this tremendous Avoda, this tremendous Kedusha that he attained in the Beis Medrash of Eivim, in his life with Yitzchak, in all this Torah learning that he did, Alav Lahashpil Atzmo Le'olam Hazeh, he had to lower himself down. He had to go and descend into Olam Hazeh. He had to start living like a regular person in Olam Hazeh. Livnot Bayit, to go, to get married, to start a home. V'leholid, next page. Kuf Tzad Gimel. Leholid banim, to have children. V'lasok b'parnasa, to go and make a living. He has to go and leave the Kedusha of Torah. It says he spent his whole life in the Kedusha of Torah. And now he has to go and come down to earth. He has to go down into the physical world. Get married, have a home, have kids, make a parnasa. Lekach na'amod lifanav kol ha'olam kulo kotel. And that's the depth of what it means here. The physical world, which he had never really engaged before, stood before him like an impenetrable wall. Like there was no way to get through. He had no experience breaking through the physical world, dealing with the physical world. He was stopped in his tracks by physicality. He'd never encountered it to this extent before. He'd never left the Beis Medrash before. The whole physical world was like a wall before him, which he couldn't pass. How can he go into the physical world? He was totally distant from it until now. He had no connection to it. And to not even go into the physical world, he's leaving Yitzchak's home, he's going to Lavan's house. Lavan, who's pure Tum'ah. Lavan, who's pure Klipah. He's going to Lavan's house. How does he face that? Therefore, says the Nesi Hoshalom, next paragraph, V'yalze her'olo min ha-shamayim, and therefore he had a vision from Shamayim. V'nei sulam mutzav arza, v'roshom agi ha-shamayim. Of a ladder with its feet firmly planted in the ground, and the top of its head reaching all the way up to Shamayim. What's meant by this is to show him that the end point of Ratzon Hashem is that people should engage, is that Jews should be engaging in this world. Uvetol saying, let's say, derech eich liyot kodesh la'ashem. And through that, to find a way to be kodesh la'ashem. There's no chiddush. Judaism doesn't follow this concept. Like many Eastern religions, you go up to the mountaintop. You distance from the physical world. You go up to the mountaintop, you stay there, you eat very little, you drink very little, you sleep very little. And we have that concept by Torah, by learning Torah Olam Hazeh. That's true. But you go up there and you just stay up there on the mountaintop. You distance from reality. You have no connection to the physical world. Judaism says no. The Nesi Mashalim points that out. That when Moshe goes up to Har Sinai, after 4 days and 4 nights, he's got the Torah. It's done. He's got the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Raid, go down. Don't stay up here. Don't stay distant. The essence of Torah is to take that Torah and to bring it into the physical world. To live it in the physical world. To elevate the physical world with that Torah. That's what the Torah is for. Judaism is not about distancing ourselves and being somewhere else. The goal of Torah is to teach us how to successfully engage with the physical world and elevate every interaction that we have with the physical world. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Yaakov. It's tremendous. And we have to spend time in Beis Medrash first. We have to go and we have to learn, hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, we learn Torah in high school. We have to go in Shana Aleph. We have to go, if it makes sense, Shana Bet. We have to go to a place where there's a vibrant Beis Medrash. We have to learn and have the fundamentals of how to do that. But ultimately, the goal of Torah is to take it back into the physical world and to utilize that as a way of elevating the physical world. Yeah. No, that's what I'm emphasizing. Meaning, you have to be Beis Medrash first. You have to know what to do first. Meaning, if you just walk right out to the physical world and don't know Torah, then you can't elevate the world. The world's just going to drag you down. So he first distanced himself and first learned in Beis Medrash for a long time, and now he needed to go out. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him out. To dafka, yes, engage with the physical world. He doesn't know what to do with that. He's not prepared for that. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu now in this vision is explaining to him how to successfully go into the physical world in a way that you maintain all of that Kedusha, but elevate that Kedusha by elevating the physical world with it. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Yaakov in this dream. That's where he seems to be going. So what is this dream? This is that the ladder has its feet in the ground and the top of it's going up to the heavens. As it says in the Sefer Torah Avot, she'inyan ha-sulam, that the concept of the sulam, more al kviut ha-avoda shel yudi ba'olamo b'inenei olam hazeh. It's teaching us about the consistency, the establishment of one's avoda in this world, in olam hazeh. That a person needs to go into this world. But when a person goes into the physical world, which is what we have to do, what we're expected to do, what it's part of Judaism to dafka, yes, do, we have to stay within the boundaries of the sulam. That's its chiddush here. You have to stay within the boundaries of the sulam. What does that mean? That you're within this ladder and you're always climbing one level after another level, one rung after another rung. You're climbing up that ladder, you're climbing up that sulam all the way until the heavens. But also when you come down on that ladder, you're elihi sha'er b'toch gvula kedusha. You make sure that even when you get to the bottom rung and your feet are firmly planted on the ground, you're firmly planted in the physical world, you make sure to stay within the boundaries of that ladder. You make sure to stay within the boundaries of kedusha. Shelo yipol hachutza min ha-misgeret shel kedusha. That you never allow yourself to leave the framework of kedusha. And this is what it means when it says that the malachim were going up and down the ladder. Kol aliyotehem, v'yiridotehem, heim b'sulam gufo. Meaning, the malachim are going up and down. But they're only going up and down within the framework of the ladder. They're only going down within the reality of the ladder. They're only going up and down, even all the way down to earth. But they're always staying within a framework of Kedusha. In a framework of Kedusha. And they never leave the framework of Kedusha. V'zeu aderech gam b'inanei ha'olam, and that's true of how we're supposed to engage the world. Shelo yetzei michutz lemisgeret ha'kedusha, that we never leave a framework of kedusha. Kedusha isn't just here. Kedusha just is. That wasn't a word. Kedusha isn't just in the Beis Medrash. It's not just in the classroom. It's not just in this building. It's not just in Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha is in the... We have to maintain a reality of Kedusha no matter where we are. We have to stay within the framework of Kedusha no matter where we are. Because if not, then the physical world will pull us out of that Kedusha. And will draw us down to the lowest of places. And only by making ourselves into a sulam, that we leave our physicality, we leave our earthiness behind, and we go into Kodesh, we go into a reality of Kedusha, then all of the other aspects of Olam Hazeh, we can then bring that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To get to a place where Imam is going up to Shemayim, to the point where we're experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the top. It's such a powerful concept. We're meant to go back into the physical world. But when we're in the physical world, we always are staying within the realm of Kedusha. As we learn more and more and more and more and more Torah over our lifetimes, we continuously refine, clarify, understand what the nature, what the boundaries of this sulam are, what the framework of Kedusha is. And there are certain times in life, for you all right now, this is a time of life where you're much, much higher up the ladder. You're sitting in Beis Medrash, so you're living in a reality of Kedusha. There are going to be times where you have to go down that ladder. That could be when you're in college, it could be when you're in grad school, it could be when, again, just like Yaakov, you go out and get married, you go and have kids, you're working in the world, whatever it is. And the goal is not to leave the Torah behind, and not to try to take the Torah with you. You never leave the framework of Kedusha. You're just going on a different rung on the ladder. It's the same ladder. It's the same framework. It's the same ideology. It's the same ultimate truth. You're just on a different rung of that ladder. And the goal is to stay there. And the second that a person steps away from that and out of that, that's when everything begins to fall apart. It's about staying within the framework of Kedusha. Let's see where it takes it. Next paragraph. Bottom right. V'alzeum roba midrash. And this is what the Medrash is saying. Tani bar kapara. Bar kapara says, Sulamut savar tzaz ha-mizbeach va-kedesh. That this vision of the ladder is hinting to the mizbeach and the ramp to the mizbeach. Why is that? Dine mizbeach romeiz alinyan ha-avodah shel Yehudi ba-olamo. What is the mizbeach? The mizbeach is in the Beit HaMikdash. It was the constant service in the Beit HaMikdash. It's hinting to the reality of avodat Hashem, of avodah. That's what the korbanot are. They're avodah. That the mizbeach is the place of avoda where we go and we bring the blood of the sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu ha-miskeret v'asulam. This is the framework in the sulam. Ha-avoda v'ha-igiyat shricha li'ot miskeret ha-kedusha asher himenu lo yotzi'in. That when we do our avoda, it has to stay within the framework of the sulam and the framework of the mizbeach. Our daily avoda, day in, day out, day in, day out. We always stay within the framework of Kedusha. When I start my day, I go to shul and I daven shacharis. Or I go to wherever it is. If I don't daven with a minyan, I go and I make sure I find a spot where I go and daven. And then I go and I go to my classes. And when I pick my classes, I do my homework. The real homework. Before the class starts. Of making sure that the class is appropriate. That there are no inappropriate themes or videos or books in the class. That the topics are appropriate. That there's no kfir on the class. That I pick my classes carefully. That I go, when I go to the class, that I know, I understand my reasons for going to the class. That I have to do undergrad in order to get a degree, in order to get a job, in order to have a parnassah and support my family. To send my kids to Jewish day school. To support tzedakah. To have kosher food. To mechabed Shabbos. To mechabed Yom Tov. I make sure to start my day. I go and I have a meal and I come together with people who are going to elevate me. I come together with people who are kadosh also, or people who I aspire to be kadosh like them. And I sit with them and I have lunch with them. And then I go and I make sure to make time early on in the day so I don't forget, and I daven mincha in a proper set-aside spot. I don't try to hop it in a little corner where I'm pretending that like I'm looking through stacks of books. But I'm actually like going and I go to a place that's ra'oy, that's proper to go, and I stand there and I daven a nice mincha. Same idea about my afternoon classes. And then when I finish my work, maybe I go to a shir, or I listen to something, or I do a chesed, or I say tehillim, or I get together with a friend, or I help a friend who's in need, whatever it is. That I create, that everything that I'm doing in my life, I'm thinking through the lens of Kiddushan, I'm thinking through the lens of how am I elevating that? My daily avoda, every single day, day in, day out. Later on in life, you go, you wake up in the morning, you're taking care of your kids. You're taking care of Jewish neshamas, you're raising Jewish neshamas. How do they start their day? Helping them make sure to start with moda'ani, to wash their hands nagelvasser, to get them ready for school with love, to get them excited to go to school and to learn Torah, to help them out of the house in a positive, excited, happy way, to get yourself together, right? To have a healthy breakfast, to go out to work, to go to work again. Why are you going to work? What is your goal? What's your goal? I'm not going to say the individual's name. I don't know if I heard the story so long ago, I don't remember if the person said it publicly, though I didn't hear it from him. I heard it from somebody who heard it from him, so assumably it's public. But either way, I'm not going to say the person's name. There is an administrator of a seminary in Israel, who the story goes as follows, when I heard it secondhand, which was that this individual was working in a very, very, it was a high-powered law firm or finance or something like that. I think it was finance. In finance. And he was sitting late at his desk working. And he saw another person who was also working late. And again, this is how the story was told to me. He saw the person look at his computer screen, look at the picture of his family, look at the computer screen, look at the picture of his family, take his hand, pull down the picture of his family, and put it face down on the desk, and then go back to the computer screen. And said, a mentor of mine who heard this from this individual, at that point he said, I'm out. This is not what the world is about. This is not what I want. And I don't know exactly how the story went from there, but he then went to Israel and started a seminary of his own. To ask yourself, that's so far down the rabbit hole. You've already chosen a path in life. You have a job. You're doing well. To always be asking ourselves, am I in a miskeret of Kiddusha? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Is what I'm doing in a framework of Kiddush, in a framework of Avoda, or is it not? And it's a question to ask ourselves every single moment of every single day. Am I still within the ladder? Am I still within the ladder? Not in an OCD way, but in a deep, a reflective way. Am I still living within the ladder? Am I still focusing on my goals? Do I still know why I'm doing what I'm doing? Do I understand that? When I come home, why do I come home? What do I do when I come home? How do I interact with my spouse? How do I interact with my kids? When do I choose to go to sleep at night? Because what am I waking up for? All questions to constantly be asking. That's the connection between the sulam. How do I live in this world in a framework of Kedusha? It's like the Kevesh. It's like the daily tumin. It's like the Avoda. The Avoda every single day. Is everything I'm doing part of the Beis HaMikdash? Is everything I'm doing like a Korban on the Kevesh, going up the Kevesh, going up the ramp to bring the Korban? Is that my life or not? And it's a lifetime's worth of work to make that your life. You had it before, I apologize. Yes. Yeah.
I feel like I understand what it's saying, you're going to be in this world to make, like that's where it's meant to be in this world. So this world is kind of like a trap. Like, it's kind of like setting you up for failure, like in a way.
So it depends on how you look at it. Meaning, let's say you go and you buy a car, right? And you've never taken driver's ed. And you didn't read the manual. And you get in, and the person turns on the car for you and says, off you go, you just purchased your car. And then you push a bunch of buttons, and then eventually you find the brakes underneath, then the pedal, whatever it is, and you push down, and you slam it into a wall, and you destroy the car, and you get hurt. Whose fault is that? Is it the car's fault? Not really. Is it your fault? Kinda, yeah. Is the car inherently bad? No. Is it a really, really dangerous thing? Honestly, even if you know how to drive? Yes. It is a very, very dangerous thing. So therefore, what do you need? You need to learn how to use it. If you know how to use it, it's an incredibly helpful tool. That's the mashal. It's not a perfect mashal, but that's the mashal. This world is very, very challenging to navigate. And if one tries to navigate this world without understanding how to use it, yes, you're going to end up going headfirst into a wall. In fact, that's what Yaakov does. That was literally the mashal. That wasn't the goal. That's how I picked the mashal. But that's literally what he says. He came to this world, he literally walked right into a wall. He didn't know what to do with it. And then what did he do? So instead he accessed that Torah, that reality of Torah. The Torah is the guidebook of how to engage the world. Is that simple? No. Is it easy? No. Is it something that you can read in a day? No. You can read, I don't even know if you can, I guess you could in theory, you could read all of the five books of the Torah in a day. You could literally say the words, but to understand Torah, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh, Pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod, it's a lifetime of learning, and all of that learning is learning how to engage this world, to utilize it and to elevate it for Avodas Hashem. So yeah, it's really, really hard. That's the challenge of life. The world's not the problem. It's up to us to understand how to use it.
I feel like the only place you could do that is like Israel,
though. I don't want to unpack that. I don't think that... I genuinely disagree with that. I think that there are definitely tremendous Ovdei Hashem who are utilizing and elevating the physical world and creating tremendous Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz as well. I obviously believe in being here. That's a separate issue. That's why I'm here. But I don't think that that's something which can't be done in Chutz La'aretz, and there are way too many people doing it in Chutz La'aretz.
It's so secular. Like, even like Jewish communities are so secular.
Again, I think I would say explore a little bit farther out. That's not true of all Jewish communities in the Chutz La'aretz. Maybe certain ones, very possibly, but it's definitely not true of all them. And honestly, here in Eretz Yisrael, you can also have Jewish communities that have their challenges as well.
Also, for like the Dolan, like they're not really so involved in the physical world.
I mean, I would, again, respectfully disagree. When people are coming to them and talking to them about their problems in terms of what's going on with business or with their Avodas Hashem or with this taiva or with this, they're coming to them with all kinds of physical things, and they're working to make sure that to help them with their physical lives, and they're also leading physical lives. They're also figuring out how to engage the physical world.
But I feel like they engage it in such a low degree.
So it might be that they minimize it. They might limit it to exactly what's necessary. And that's something to aspire to, but that takes a gadol to be able to do. It's something for us to aspire to, but that's a gadol's engaging in it less because they're using less of it. They're using only that which is necessary to elevate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to their avodah. Yeah, next question, then we'll go forward. Yeah.
It is like so hard to manage, why not just stay in
Midrash? Because that's not what the Torah is for. The goal is not to stay in Beis Midrash. The Torah requires you. You need to go out, you need to get married, you need to have kids, you need to make a livelihood. That is the expression of the Torah in this world. This world is not about being easy. Adam la'amal yulad, we were put in this world in order to work. This is the avodah of this world. This is the avodah of this world. Is to bring in all the Torah, to soak it in, and then to go into the physical world and elevate the physical world through that framework of Torah. That is the goal of life.
But I feel like people that go into Kula, like, they are all there for the Torah, like, they're...
Kolel is a separate question. I don't want to veer off into the... Listen, as far as I know, none of you are going to Kolel. So, no judgments. But as far as I know...
They try to seclude themselves. They do their own... They got married and they have kids, but, like...
Again, Kolel is a whole different discussion that I don't think is... That is not relevant to the people sitting in this room. So let's move forward. Let's move forward. We can talk about it offline. In terms of the people who yes, Kolel is for, and the people who yes, Kolel is not for, and until what point and how and in what way. And these are all anything in Judaism at its core is about intentionality, is about thoughtfulness, is about reflectiveness. That's a word. Is about reflection. Meaning even those things require deep meditation and reflection. Why am I choosing to do it? Is this the right choice for me? Am I doing it because it's the right thing for me? Am I doing it because I'm trying to avoid something else? But there are absolutely people in this world where the answer is yes, that is the right choice for them. And how that works and what that means is for them. And if it's not, that's okay too. And I think that's something that certain people today definitely miss, that they just stay in Kolel because it's convenient, because they know it's safe. I don't judge them for that necessarily in a negative way, but on the other hand, they are required to fulfill their goal and their purpose in this world, and if they are not doing that and they're simply going to Kolel to avoid that, that can be problematic. And the Netivot Shalom basically says that black and white in multiple places. But for people who it's right for, it's right for. Everybody has their purpose in this world, and everybody has their challenges because of that. And no matter what you're doing, you need to stay within the miskaret of Kedusha. You need to stay within the framework of Kedusha. So he says here, it's like the Kevesh. Again, the day-in, day-out avoda. Avoda shel HaKevesh v'Mizbeach, Techilata Mimutzav Arza. The avoda of the Kevesh, of the ramp and the Mizbeach, the beginning of it, it's Mutzav Arza. It's in the ground. Shematchil Mimadregak Tana Me'od La'alot Ala Kevesh. That starts from a very low place. You have to walk up the ramp. In the Beit HaMikdash, there was this huge Mizbeach. And extending from it was this long ramp. And you had to start at the bottom and walk all the way up the ramp to the top to get to the Mizbeach in order to bring the Korban. Then you would go up level after level, darga batar darga, ad virosho magia shamayma, till you mamish got up to shamayim. Ve'ad v'inei Hashem mitzav alav, to where Hashem is standing on top. Kidichtiv ra'iti et Hashem mitzav alav mizbeach, like it says in the pasuk, Hashem was standing over the mizbeach. V'nei malchei Elokim olim v'yordim bo, top of the next column. The malachim, the angels, are going up and down the ladder. Shekol ha'aliyot va'yiridot hein betoch ha'miskeret shel ha'avodah ve'eino yotzei meno. Again, so deep here. All of the ups and downs, all of the going up and coming down, it's all within the framework of the Kedesh. It's all within the framework of the ramp. You go up, you come down. You go up, you come down. There's times where you are sitting in Beis Medrash, and it is elevated. And there are times where you go down, you have to engage the physical world. Up and down and up and down, that's life. Is we're going up and down and up and down in terms of whether we're mamish engaging in spirituality, whether we're sitting and just talking to Sivo Shalom for an hour and a half every night, and we have to go down into the physical world. We go down into work, we go down into family, we go down into physicality. But it's always within the misgeret of the Sulam, it's always within the misgeret of the Kevesh. And this image was shown to Yaakov in a dream. How does a person also be in Olam Hazeh, b'toch miskeret shel avoda, in the same way of avoda? They can still do their avoda even in Olam Hazeh, dafka in Olam Hazeh. Sh'az yachol hu la'asok b'chol inanei Olam Hazeh, to engage all of Olam Hazeh, likarev al yadam le'elokut, and through that to raise oneself up and to raise the world to godliness. But the Rabbanan says different. The Rabbanan say no. They're not necessarily arguing. They're bringing out another facet of what this dream was. That another facet of this dream, the Rabbanan Amrei Sulam is a Sinai. They were saying, no, the Sulam is Sinai. It's Har Sinai. Sinai hu koach ha-Torah, sh'natan ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu li-Yudim. Sinai is the Torah itself, the power of the Torah itself, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Jews. She-be'em sa'uto, that through the means of the Torah itself, Efshar lid karev la Hashem yitbarach, a person can go closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam be'osko b'yanei Olam Hazeh, even when they're involved in this world. U'kimo shamru chazal, as Chazal say, kivan she'amdu Yisrael al Har Sinai, paskazu hamatan, that when Klal Yisrael went up to Har Sinai, all of the spiritual negativity, all of the spiritual dirt and muck and grime that had built up in those years of Egypt, all of that spiritual negativity simply went away. Sinai cleansed them. Haynu shemiyad kasher nichnisu l'toch miskeret ha-kedusha shel Sinai paskazu matan. As soon as they went into the framework of Kedusha of Har Sinai, all of that spiritual dirt simply went away. V'zehu inyana sulam mutzav arza. And this is the concept of this ladder with its feet in the ground and going all the way up to Shamayim. Shetzkilata avodah shel Torah, the beginning of the avoda of Torah, he vayityatzev betachtit tahar, is standing at the bottom of the mountain. B'madrigah haktanah b'shebasulam, standing at the lowest part of the ladder. V'acharka cholich u'mit'aleh mimadrigah l'madrigah, and then go one step after another step, one level after another level. Ad v'ahar bo'er ba'esh, to the point where the whole mountain's mamish on fire. Ad lev ha'shamayim, all the way up to the heavens. V'arinei Hashem nitzav alav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing over it. K'nifti v'ayir Hashem al Har Sinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai. V'hainu shenirmaz v'zeh koach ha-Torah, this is showing us the tremendous koach of Torah. Shekasher Yehudi ochez b'toch ha-miskeret shel Torah, that when a Jew holds on tight to stay within the framework of Torah, hareu yachol asok b'chol inyanei ha'olam, then a person can engage in every aspect of this world. B'chol inyanei ha'olam hazeh v'him mevi'im oto levihinei Hashem nitzav alav, and they bring him to a level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing before him. The Torah gives us that framework. We learn the Torah, we stay within the framework of that Torah, and that Torah is able to purify every aspect of ourselves, everything that we do. That's what we were talking about before. The Torah is the guide of how to do that. We need to live our lives in the framework of avoda, that everything we're doing is geared toward avodas Hashem, and that everything in our lives is always within the framework of what the Torah sets out. That's the miskeret of Kiddusha. That's the framework of Kiddusha that's being laid out here. Next paragraph. Vizehu. Vizehu. Vizeh umro. And this is what it means when it says, Vayomer, achein yish Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Yaakov, when he wakes up from the dream, it says in the psukim, he says, there is Hashem in this place, and I didn't know. What does that mean? Ki arata, hare haya Yaakov kulo kodesh. Until this point, Yaakov was completely kadosh. He had no connectivity to this world. But now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here too. He thought, after 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Eivir, he thought that where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like so many people think today, only in the Beis Medrash. If you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in the Beis Medrash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Yaakov no. Yaakov wakes up and he realizes no. But makom hazeh, the makom hazeh is hinting to Chazal say shayasha makom chayot raot. It was a place of terrible wild animals. The gal makom shuolech elav beit Laban. Even the place he was going off to Laban's house, the lowest of the low. Shuolech lasuk sham in yom zeh. He was going to engage the physical world in Beis Laban. There was nothing worse than that. Achin yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Hashem is here too. Gam b'makom hazeh b'nenei hagashmiim yicholim lavod at Hashem. Also here in the physical world, I can also serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also here, like you said before, also here, Yaakov Avinu, where is he going? He's going to Chutz La'aretz. Also here in Chutz La'aretz. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. Im nishmarim v'toch miskeret ha-kedusha. If you stay within the reality of Kedusha, in shel Torah or shel avodah, whether you're staying within the realm of Torah or the realm of avodah, then you're in a reality of kedusha no matter where you are. Rav Chizkiyahu Nevinsol, Rav Avigdor Nevinsol Shlita's son, who's co-chief rabbi of the Old City, so I knew him when he was still teaching in a Shana Aleph place also. And he came in I somehow managed to get him in for an alumni Shabbaton one year to the States. And like, he never left Eretz Yisrael. Like, he's born in the Old City, grew up in the Old City, lives in the Old City, chief rabbi, now co-chief rabbi of the Old City. Like, he was never going to Chutz La'aretz. But somehow they managed to chop getting him to Chutz La'aretz. They dragged him on a plane and got him to Chutz La'aretz. And he sat there and he was learning the whole time. And I remember either I asked him or somebody else said to him, or he just randomly looked up and said to me, I forget exactly what the concept was. I remember standing there and I remember his face as he said it. He said, no, I'm fine. As long as I'm sitting here and learning Torah, he said this, Miriam, he said this, as long as I'm sitting here and learning Torah, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I never left Eretz Yisrael. I think he's hitting the same concept. If you're within Torah, you never leave Kedusha. If you're within Avoda, you never leave Kedusha. That's the idea. The goal is to come back down and not just learn. You're not supposed to stay in Beis Medrash and learn how to serve God. You then have to take that and do it. You learn how to have a proper Jewish marriage, and you need to live it. You learn how to have good Jewish children, and you live it. You learn how to raise good Jewish children, and you live it. You learn how the endless laws of business ethics, and proper conduct, and Kiddush Hashem, and then you go and live it. But you never, ever, you by living that, by definition, you're staying within the framework of Avoda. You're staying within the framework of Kedusha. And as long as you're there, you're exactly where you need to be. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing him. He's showing him, Achein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. There are going to be so many mikomot in our lifetimes where we're going to look around and ask ourselves, there's nothing to do here. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. And the answer is no. Achein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. There is avoda to do here. There is Torah to be lived here. And I need to bring that out. That's why I'm here. Achin yesh hash, even in. So it's not possible. Yaakov was in Chutz La'aretz in Beit Lavan. It doesn't get lower than that. And he gets married to Rachel. And he gets married to Leah. And he produces 11 of the 12 Shvatim. And he brings out all of the rechush from Beit Lavan and brings it back to Eretz Yisrael to serve and utilize for Kedusha, total, in completely 1,000% honest business ethic oriented ways. He doesn't cheat him for a second, and he tells it to his face when he's leaving. Lavan tries to cheat him 1,000 times. All he does is serve faithfully. All he does is work faithfully. That's the idea. Achim yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Do you have a hand? Yes. Yes. I think that while we face tremendous challenges, the intensity of the challenge of Lavan is something that we don't even begin to understand. Lavan wasn't just Tamei. He was proactive, full-fledged Tum'ah. He's considered one of the aspects of the Klipa, of that which distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either in this parsha or the next parsha, the Nisibot Shalom actually distinguishes what was the unique aspect of what divides us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was inherent to Lavan versus what was inherent to Esav. 100%. Again, there are different challenges, different levels. I'm not going to argue. But in terms of the intensity, the same intensity of Yaakov required the test of the intensity of Lavan. We wouldn't last 8 seconds by Lavan. No, I don't think he's sending us to base Lavan. I think he might be sending...
No, not like the whole concept of that. Like, we're supposed to be in this world, but we're supposed to be elevated. We're supposed to have, like, this whole balance. And, like, obviously, like, I feel like Hashem's setting us up together.
If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here, then you can and will succeed in the challenges that are set before you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you know and what you don't know. He knows what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'hashgacha pratit, guiding you every step of the way, takes you from one challenge to the next, only to challenges which you can succeed in. There's no value in him taking you to a challenge you're going to fail in. And you should know, hold it deep in your heart, that if you are facing a challenge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you there because he knows that you have the knowledge and the capacity to succeed. And that's why each one of us have different challenges in our lifetimes. So yes, you can. Absolutely. 1,000%. Yeah, let's finish it up because we're actually doing pretty well. Yeah. It's all good. If you remember it, raise your hand again. All right, let's keep going. Bottom paragraph. V'zeh ma shenichtav kan, v'hine anochi imcha u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech. And that's what Hashem says to him. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to guard you in every way that you go. Shelech or atzarich be'or, this needs explanation. V'chiyad ata lo haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu not with Yaakov until now? Of course he was with Yaakov until now. What does it mean, now I'm going to be with you? Until now, Yaakov was Kodesh Kadashim. He was in the Beis Medrash. He was like a malach. He didn't need protection from anything. What did he protect him? You may feel like you don't have that. Genie may not feel like you don't have that now. You know why? Because you're sitting here in Tiferet. So what shmira do you need? You're going from one class to the other class to the dorms, then back to class. That's it. Making a pit stop at the dining hall. That's it. The end. But when you go out into the world, then you're going to need the Shmira. And that's what he's saying. Until now, you didn't feel it, he says to Yaakov. Now that it was Hashem's will that he should go out, he was ready for this challenge of going into Olam Hazeh, of going to Beit Lavan. Now he needed a much greater protection, a much greater level of protection than when he was sitting in Beis Medrash. And God says, I am with you, and I will guard you in every way that you go. Ukemo Shapiresh Rashi, as Rashi says, Vine Hashem Nitzava Lavu Shamor HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing there to guard over him, to watch over him, to take care of Yaakov. Kikashir Yudi Osik Vine Olam Hazeh, when a Jew goes out into Olam Hazeh, Harehut Sarich Shmirai Teira Leval Yipol, he needs extra protection to make sure that he's not going to falter, that he's not going to fall. Vamiskeret, last page, Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Vamiskeret Shel Kedusha, Ki Hashmira Liudi. What guards us? What puts us within the realm of protection? If I'm standing within the framework of the Sulam, if I'm standing within the framework of the Kevesh, of Avoda, if I'm standing within the Miskeret of Sinai, of the Torah, if I'm standing within that framework, I'm guaranteed that I'm going to be taken care of, I'm guaranteed that I'm being protected by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol makom shegalu Yisrael, shchina imahem. Wherever Klal Yisrael are exiled to, the Shechina goes with them. Shezeh Omer, Hein Begalut HaKlal VeHein Begalut HaPrat. This is about the generic galus and individual galus. When Klal Yisrael is exiled and sent out from Bayit Sheni, the Shechina comes with us to Chutz La'aretz. When each and every one of us experiences galut in our own lives, whether we're going, whether it's the literal galus if we have to, lo aleinu, go back to Chutz La'aretz, or we experience just what the internal, metaphysical experience of exile. I feel distant. That experience of exile in our personal lives. Kashir Yudio Sik Biriyal Mazah, when I get thrown out to the world, which feels like being thrown out to exile. Hareza Bibchinat Galu Yisrael, the Ashkinai Mahem, the Gemara promises us, Chazal promises us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Shechina will be with you. Sheyesh Alav Shmiral Yonah, there's protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that, how does one get that? How does one achieve that? V'zeh al yidei miskeret hakedusha shel Torah. That's through staying in the framework of Torah ve'avoda. Staying within the framework of Torah, Sinai, and avoda of the Kevesh. Hashomeret al yudi, that guards a Jew. V'chinat v'nei Hashem itzav alav l'shamro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing above us, watching us, guiding us, taking care of us, guarding us. And he's telling you, now that you're about to go into Olam Hazeh, now you're about to go into Galus, no, in a way that I wasn't before, that you didn't need me before, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to guard you in every way that you go. Last paragraph. Umivu'ar bazeh, inyana chalom. We can understand, we can explain this, the whole concept of the chalom, she'er elo Yaakov, which was shown to Yaakov. V'nei sulam utzav arza, again, that this sulam. V'nei sulam utzav arza, that the sulam was there with its feet in the ground. Let's finish it up. Let's finish up the piece. That it was there with its feet in the ground. Shelech ora hare ikar hachalom haya habrachot shebarcho HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayalo lehatchil miyad v'inei Hashem nitzavala vayomer ani Hashem Elokei Avraham v'gomer. That it seems to be that the main part of this dream was the brachot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Shebarcho HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayalo lehatchil miyad. And he should have just said, Hashem Nitzavala, Vayomra Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham, Elainyan Kamor Sharolo Bitchilat Hatzior Shel Derech Avoda. Before giving him all the brachot, he gives him the image of the sulam. Before giving him all these brachot that he's going to need, he shows him the vision of the sulam, of the ladder. To give him an image of what the avoda is supposed to look like. Shual Derech Sulam Sheolem Madrigala Darga, which is a ladder where you're going up and down constantly throughout life. With the malachim that are going up and down, shigama yiridot, you betoch hamiskeret. To remember that even when you go down within the ladder. You descend within the ladder. We're meant to descend into this world, but we always descend within the ladder. The miskeret shel kedusha, within a framework of kedusha, uleolam lo yatsa michutz lamiskeret, and we never leave that framework. Shal yidei zeh zocheh libracha shel vihinei anochi imach. Through this we're zocha, through this we're merit to be. We merit the bracha of, I will be with you and I will guard you in everything that you do. This we can understand the pasuk from Tehillim. Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem ota'a v'kei shitu v'et Hashem kol yimei chayai. One thing, says David HaMelech, one thing I ask from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sit in your house my whole life. Al pi ma'ashimru chazal, that which chazal say. We talked about this actually last time. That when the Yetzer Hara comes and attacks you, you drag him to the Beis Medrash. What does that mean? Meaning, what good does it do to drag the Yetzer Hara into the Beis Medrash? Then you just got a Yetzer Hara in the Beis Medrash. What good is that going to do you? Ela Pirush, what does it mean? Moshchei leveit medrash, drag it into the Beis Medrash. Drag it into the framework of Kedusha. And don't leave that framework of Kedusha. Never leave that sulam. Meaning, if you feel the Yitzhar Hara attack you, where do you go? You make sure to run right back. You've left. Make sure you run back into the framework of the sulam. Because if you're in the framework of the sulam, you know what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards you and takes care of you. And the Yitzhar can't harm you. This is what it means. One thing I ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zevet HaMelech. This is my request. Let me sit. Shifti beveit Hashem kol yimei chayi. Let me live in your house my whole life. Shetamid yiyeh betoch miskeret hakedusha. Meaning, let me live my whole life in your house. Meaning, within the framework of kedusha. Ve'lo yina tekmen and never leave. Va'yidei ze yishalav shmira elyona bechol inyanav. Bivchinat v'nei Hashem nitzav alav l'shamro. And this is the protection from on high that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing on top over us. This is what we're doing right now. Right now we're learning what it means to live in the Miskeret of Kedusha. Right now, right here, this year, next year, depending on where you go after that, this is the primary time where you're learning what it means to live in a Miskeret of Kedusha. And it continues on after that. You go to Shiurim, you learn on your own, you listen to Shiurim online. All of these ways you continue to understand what is this Miskeret of Kedusha. And then begins the real journey of life, which is the ups and downs of the ladder, up and down and up and down and up and down. On Shabbos I go up, I go back to work, I go down. I go to Shacharis in the morning, I go to work, I come down. I'm going up and down like the Malachim. And I'm making sure that whenever I'm going up and down, I'm staying within the realm of Avodat Hashem and in the framework of Torah. And then I elevate my whole life in a way that I couldn't even do when I was in the Beis Medrash. I need the Beis Medrash, but in a way that I never could have done just in the Beis Medrash. Bezrat Hashem, we're not done. We'll be done in a few more minutes. We're not done. But Bezrat Hashem, as we just finished the actual piece, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guide us to learn clearly what the Miskeret of Kedusha is, and to have the strength and clarity to always live within that ladder, always live within that Kevesh, always live within Har Sinai, to always live within the Miskeret of Kedusha, and through that, be able to live a life of Kedusha, whether we're up or down on the ladder.